Hey there. I'm sending you this message because, well, I know you've been watching me. I've seen you looking out the window in your room, staring across the street into mine. I've sat on my bed, feeling your gaze burn into me from so far away as I undress at night. It drives me wild. It keeps me up at night. I lay in bed when I'm alone, guessing at what you're thinking about when you look at me. I trace my hands along my skin, wondering which part of me you like best. Even now, I can't help but think about it. My hand slides between my legs, my fingers trembling as I touch my slick, wet pussy, thinking about all the things you might do with me, and all the things I would do for you. I've never ached so badly for someone I've never met before. When I feel your eyes on my naked, exposed body, I can't help but feel like a dancer stuck in a cage. A dirty slut begging for your attention. Do you touch yourself when you watch me? Or do you wait and jerk off to the memory of my tits burned into your eyelids? What would you do to me if we ever actually met? When I think about it, you're standing before me, your eyes looking at me like you look out your window. You stay so quiet, just watching as I walk up to you. I'm so eager for more of your attention. You don't even have to say anything. I stand before you as you eye me over like I'm not a person, like I'm just a thing you're going to use and cast aside. I bite my lip if you look me over, because that's all I want to be for you. I'm not normally like this with men, but you just... I don't think straight when I'm thinking about you. When I think about you staring at me, I think about your rough hands, surprisingly gentle as they peel the clothes off of me. Your thumb brushing against my shoulder as you move the strap of my bra down my arm. The cool air shocking my newly exposed nipples. I think about covering myself, but then I think about your eyes. Your intense stare, and know that you would just see through me. I stand in front of you, naked. It's a sight that I know you've seen before. My long, slender legs drawing up to my hips. My tummy and my slender waist. My tits rising and falling with my breath. My little nipples begging to be touched. I turn around for you, letting you see my round ass. I smile, knowing that I'm exactly what you want. But when you look at me in the eyes, I feel naked in a whole new way. Exposed like no one has ever exposed me before. I imagine my fingers trembling as I unbutton your shirt, struggling with your belt. As I look back at you, I try to muster the same type of intensity that you have. But by the time I've removed your boxes and your cock stands out toward me, my knees turn to jello, and I know that I'm just putting your hands. Some nights, when I'm alone and touching myself, like I'm touching myself right now, I try and imagine taking control. But it's never long in these fantasies until I'm on my knees in front of you. I bite my lip and look into your piercing eyes as I stroke. I've never seen you naked before. But that doesn't stop me from imagining how good you must taste as I run my tongue under your shaft. I think about what you'd like. What you'd be looking at as I bob my head up and down. Would you look into my eyes? Or at my ass sticking out as I try and touch my nose to your stomach? I don't even like sucking dick, really, but for you, well, there isn't much I don't do for you in my fantasies. I take your cock as deep as I can down my tight, wet throat, until my watering eyes make my mascara run down my Sometimes I imagine you holding my hair, thrusting your cock to my mouth on your own, my own spit dripping down my chin and onto my chest as you fuck my slutty little face. Can you hear how wet I am through this? I don't know how much sound it picks up, but if you're in this room with me, you'd hear the wet sounds of my fingers sliding in and out of my pussy. That's what you do to me. You drive me wild, even when you're not watching me. Even when I'm nowhere near you. The other day at work, I saw someone in an office building across the way. He was sitting at his desk, doing nothing interesting at all. But I felt so powerful, looking down across from him, seeing this intimate moment of alone time. Knowingly, I was invading his privacy. It made me think of you and how you must feel watching. I had to sneak away to the bathroom down the hall and masturbate in the stall. I even think someone heard me. I like to imagine in my fantasies that when I stand up, all covered in my own spit, my makeup running, my throat aching, that I see the moment of control. I push you back onto the bed, climbing on top of you, straddling your hips, and teasing your cock against my soaking wet folds. Then I look down at you. And I realize that even by taking control, by showing you how badly I want to feel you inside of me, how I can't help myself, I'm still playing into your big, manly hand. I'm still a slut. You can't help myself when I see your cock. Even in my own fantasies, your presence is in control. I think about riding your cock. My tits bouncing for you. Your hands on my hips, or maybe my ass. Groping and feeling my silhouette. As my hips glide up and down the length of you, I always try and impress you when I'm on top. When you're on top, or when I'm on all fours, I just let you do what you will. But when I'm on top, I crave your attention. Sometimes I squeeze my tits together, my fingers gently teasing with my nipples. As I present them to you, sometimes I take your fingers into my mouth, sucking them one by one, or I'll lick your nipple, or even reach behind me and fondle your balls. Whatever I can do to get just a little more pressure out of you. Whatever service I can provide to prove I'm worthy of you. It doesn't always go like this. Sometimes the setting is different. Instead of being in my room, we'll be in some public place, in my office, or at my parents' house. Sometimes I seduce you in a slutty little outfit, the kind I'm normally too self-conscious to wear, the kind I used to think were only for porn stars. Sometimes you tie me to the bed, render me helpless, as you draw the pleasure out of me. A couple of times, I've even fantasized about something I never would have dreamed of before, but now. A curious handle slide down, playing with the entrance as I imagine you wanting it, craving some part of me. Sometimes I don't even fuck you. I just watch, trapped in some sort of mental prison, as some other prettier whore does everything I do, but better. I wonder if you look at other women in the neighborhood the way that you look at me. It always ends the same, though. At some point, no matter where we are or what we're doing, you bend me over. Sometimes on all fours. Sometimes over a counter or sink. And you take me from behind. I feel so... helpless isn't the right word. I don't want help. I don't want it to stop. I feel so out of control. Your hips clap against my ass as I moan and beg for more. Please, I'll beg. Please fuck me. Harder, faster. Whatever you want, just give it to me. and my legs will tremble and shake as I get closer and closer, both in my fantasy and on my bed, with my fingers inside my aching gut as waves of pleasure throw throughout my body. And getting back on my knees, imagining your shaft looking down at me. And I stroke you, sometimes with my hand, sometimes with my lips, as I beg for it. Beg you to claim me as your little slut. And so your cum shoots out, covering my face and touching your skin. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. Yes, yes. 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 I needed you to know what you do to me. It's probably better if we don't ever meet in person. Some things are made to be lived out from afar. But next time you're watching me, next time I see you and look back, I just need to know if you feel anything like this. If you get any pleasure from anything like this, other than just a glance into a naked.